everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Stating the Obvious. It has been a minute, but we're excited to be back. It was my fault, as per usual, that we did not record the previous episode. But I'm here now, and we're recording. But do you know who else is here now?
I do not.
Who are we talking about?
Buck.
Oh.
We're talking about Buck. Mukund. MK. Say something.
Oh. Yeah.
Signs of life.
Hi. Yeah, I'm alive.
He's alive.
I don't really need to introduce myself. I think literally everyone listening to this knows exactly who I am.
Yeah.
He needs no introduction. Coming in at how many pounds are you?
135, 136.
Jesus Christ, what?
What?
That's like nothing.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh, Noah?
I don't know, like 175? He's not that much shorter than me, right?
How much do you wake up?
This is the real question. This is the real question. Cobb, how much do you weigh, Cobb?
Like 130.
Oh my god.
Oh. Wait, who's the guy at my work who's literally 6'2 and weighs 135?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, that he's malnourished.
Is he a Somalian refugee?
No, he like is like an actual like marathon runner.
Oh my god.
No, this is not the Kenyan guy.
Okay, Renee, how much do you weigh?
Raise it. It's 1.5.
I don't know. He said it's a Somalian runner, and then I heard like some like hesitation, and then I was like, wait, maybe it's the Kenyan guy.
There's a difference between a runner and a refugee, man. Like a refugee is running from somewhere.
Kenyans have some runners.
They just have more motivation, though. It's literally just a motivation thing. But they're all runners. Okay, don't get it twisted. Renee, how much do you weigh?
I've actually decreased quite a bit recently. I'm like 169, 168 now.
How much do you weigh?
I'm a nice 160. I'm a nice 160.
Okay.
Yeah. We in the middle out here.
You're 190?
Okay. No, 160.
Oh, okay.
190 would be crazy.
Renee, what is up?
Like, I cannot hear
dirty
him.
Bulk. That's a dirty bulk. Right there. Okay. We veered off track enough. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled intro. Renee!
Yes.
Give me an obvious fact for today.
My obvious fact. It's been a long time since I've done tried to do one of those obvious facts that's like not that obvious. Okay, but you know hard candies?
Yes, I am aware of these.
It's basically when you like suck on a hard candy, you're just like flavoring your spit, and then you're just like sucking on your spit.
This feels like a fact you just looked up on the internet.
It is a fact I looked up on the internet, but it's also a fact that I did give.
You know what? He did give it, we didn't make any rules that you couldn't look it up.
Do you think a lot about sucking on hard things to flavor your spit, Pranay?
Actually, I did that just like this type of candy, so.
Really. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Noah.
What?
Give us a fact. Give us an obvious fact.
My obvious fact is having a body is like the biggest pain in the ass possible. Like, you don't think about it that often, but like, how much time do you invest in like making sure your body stays functional? Like, it doesn't like die of like dehydration or starve or like exhaust itself because you don't get enough sleep. And like, how often does your body just like inconvenience you or like cause you pain for no fucking reason, right? Like, it's springtime, now you can't breathe. Like, you accidentally brush up against like something and now you have fucking hives. Like, your body, like your muscles will just sometimes cramp for no goddamn reason. Like, it is infuriating.
I feel like this is the same obvious fact that Noah used last time, and we said, Noah, have you seen those videos of like the chiropractors? And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna. Or no, you said you weren't gonna go to one, right?
Yeah, because I don't want my fucking spine to be severed.
Right.
I have enough problems as it is without being a quadriplegic.
Seems like that would eliminate a lot of your problems. Based on what you just said.
So, like... Yeah, but then like
that's true.
I mean, like, if I could just like sever my like head off and then just like attach it to like a little like, you know, Roomba, that would be cool.
That, sure. Why not?
Cool.
Okay, Buck. You've had time.
You've had these two guys. I mean, my obvious fact is that I'm on here, and it's different.
Damn.
Oh, my.
Okay.
It's obvious.
Oh, my God.
Actually, no, my real obvious fact is that the quality of obvious facts have been deteriorating.
You say that like it started out very high, like,
it did start out very high because everyone would put in effort to, like, and then, like, I listen to, like, maybe one every four episodes, but the one I do listen to, the obvious facts aren't so good. Because I feel like some, like, I think PJ and Cobb have a tendency to pull out these facts which are not at all obvious. And it's just like a random fact. And like, this is the obvious fact in it. It's like, not how this works.
Mine is because I, like, every time I'm like, that's not what my first thought is on the podcast. I'm just like, you know what, let's think about content and different talking topics. And then and it comes to the obvious fact, I'm like, fuck, I gotta search something up now. either I search something.
If you have to research it, it's not an obvious fact.
You know what? He makes a good point.
That's true.
It's an obscure fact.
That's true.
This is definitely right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not stating the obscure, guys. It's not. Okay. Well, honestly, Bugs fact, I think Noah's had probably the best obvious fact of all time. I can't remember what it is, but I feel like I remember just one that was like very, very good.
It was like Bravo was never used unironically.
No, yeah, something like that. It wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Yeah, it always had a couple. It always come out swinging. You see how when Puck was like, the quality of facts has been going down, and he's like, PJ and Cobb kind of suck ass.
No, yeah, was like, the quality was never high. It was just because.
Yeah, I'm immune.
Yeah,
I'm immune. Yeah. I mean, I am Gwen. Okay, Cobb, redeem yourself.
Let's see. Yeah, now the pressure's on, but.
No, Cobb, you have to answer now.
Yeah. So this is what I found out. I didn't find this out, but I realized this, is how expensive everything is on a college campus compared to just the same exact product outside. I mean, it's like a 20 or 30% markup. Yeah, I can't even.
I mean, you gotta
me
like,
so angry
actually,
when I realized
I don't know
this.
How true that is. Like
it's
if you go around UT,
true. if you go to the Chick-fil-A on UTD campus versus the Chick-fil-A that's like 5 minutes down the street, it is like $2 or $3 cheaper to get the same thing.
I mean, those chickens are college educated, and you got to pay them higher wages.
I guess that's probably true.
Yeah, I think this is specifically for restaurants. I guess maybe not for everything. Maybe it's not that high for everything, but for specifically for restaurants, like that first week, I wanted to figure out my schedule, so I was like, I'll just buy lunch. On campus for that first week, and it cost me so much. So the second week and third week, I'm like, I'm just bringing something from home. But that first week, I didn't realize it would be that expensive. Yeah, so
I don't know, actually. Like, I feel like at least that might just be because UTD is in the middle of nowhere. Not really, but like.
Not really. There's a lot of restaurants and like businesses
just,
around
just
there.
What do you define as
It's not actually in the middle of nowhere. For UT, like UT is like downtown Austin, right? So like it's not really like they can overcharge you that much because you could just go like walk 2 minutes and then like find somewhere else. So I think at least for UT, like it's not too much of a markup.
There's definitely a markup.
I feel like they're. Maybe for Chick-fil-A, but like I think generally, like unless you're shopping at like the like marketplace or like
the student union, all of those restaurants charge more than
Moe's is pretty cheap. I think the price that you pay at like the Indian place there,
the like the Indian place is like decent, but the like the what's that called, Firehouse Subs, the Chick-fil-A, the Panda Express. And the Moe's, they
I feel
all
like those
charge
are normal more. Prices.
No. They all charge more than if you went outside. Because we did that. For one day, we had to go out, like, as part of, like, our orientation with our team. We had to, like, go off campus, and we went to the same restaurant, and it was, like, $2 or $3 cheaper.
Okay, but I mean, most people in Dallas, like, have a car to begin with, so...
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I didn't realize how much more it was. That is why it's obvious.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Buck. Like, I haven't noticed. Okay, so... Oh, my obvious fact.
It is true. Like, I mean, Noah, even Noah and I Noah commented on this.
I mean, like, yeah, Cobb showed up at one point with like a fucking $7 PB&J sandwich or some shit.
It wasn't $7. It was like,
how much was it? Like, $5?
It was like $3.
For two slices of bread in like a minimal amount of peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're paying for the convenience.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're paying for. The true.
But my obvious fact is that.
Tell me.
It's obvious to me at least. Probably not obvious to everyone else. But I am not in Dallas anymore. I have moved to Illinois, specifically Champaign, for grad school. So I am currently at UIUC.
How's the ping when you play League? Because aren't the servers in Chicago?
Oh, that is true.
Really?
I don't know. Honestly, low key, I've been playing with Ethernet. My games have been very, very smooth. I will say it feels better here. DC'd. Other than the one DC, my games have been very smooth. Like when it's not DCing, I'm getting hella frames and I'm getting very, very low ping.
I don't know if the frames would change.
Yeah, like,
yeah, frames shouldn't change.
I don't know. The frames are.
You said you were lagging a bit though, like. Last time we played, you said you were lying.
But even like when I played in Dallas, I was lying. Like, it's okay. Perennial problems. Also, I'm playing on a MacBook. Like, be so for real.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, at UIUC, I will say this: I have not noticed the prices be any different.
Really?
Like than just regularly what you would pay. Like the Chipotle is still like $8, and Taco Bell is like it's a bit pricier, like 40-ish cents. But that's just how it is in. Like this Champaign area everywhere in the city. Also, there's a map of taco, like of all the Taco Bells in the nation.
Oh, and Jith has framed this relative, map and hung it up on his wall.
And then the relative like prices of like all of them. So like the red ones, it'll be like color coded. So like the red ones are like the more expensive Taco Bells, and like the greener ones are the cheaper ones.
And is there any difference between them? Or like, are some of them cleaner?
No, they're
like,
all the same food and everything. But like a $5 like cravings box or whatever in one place may not just be $5. Like in California, that box is probably like $8.
So, oh, it's a national map.
Yeah, and like for a Mexican pizza in Dallas, I think it's like $4 and something, like 79 cents, 50 cents. I don't know. Here, it's like $5.50. So it's there is an increase in price, but... We pay.
How has UIUC been?
It has been quite good, actually. This campus is a real college campus compared to UTD, which is, I'm not shitting on UTD. I went to UTD for 4 years. I like UTD. But this is just like, they have an ice skating rink on campus. They have a bowling alley in like their Illini Union. Like, it's pretty cracked, dude. Like, they have an armory.
What?
They have an armory.
What?
Like an armor, like with like weapons. It feels like Camp Half-Blood, like from
Bogan.
You could
just like walk into the armory and be like
college campus thing, yeah.
Like blacksmith, I desire a sword. And like they'll just like give it to you.
Look, I don't know, I've never been to the armory, but they have an armory, they have like an astronomy like tower and like a telescope thing. Man, they just have a lot of stuff.
That's wild.
But yeah, it's been nice.
How's the living situation, Jith? How's your apartment?
I live right above the Taco Bell. I feel like I've definitely mentioned this before, but I live right above the Taco Bell on like the main street all the food.
Ideal.
Like, you know Guadalupe Street at UT Buck?
And UT.
Yeah.
UT. Yeah, it's like, I don't even think that's very central to the campus. I don't know how far it is from.
No, it's like right next to campus.
It is? Okay, yeah. So basically the same thing. Like, I'm living on that street. So
very nice.
It's very convenient to get to my classes. Everything's like a 5-10 minute walk.
Nice.
Yeah,
what's
like
your
a
rent?
Pretty walk. My rent is like $840.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not bad. And I get my own bathroom.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
So.
Own bathroom,
yeah.
Taco Bell, like shit.
Oh shit.
Just would pay
the
Taco Bell.
One necessitates the other, Noah.
That is true. That is true.
Very real. These are facts. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's been good ever since.
How many times have you been to the Taco Bell?
Too many times, dude. I've already been to Taco Bell. I talked about three times yesterday. Like, no, we're not gonna talk about it. Like, literally, I got up in the morning. I was like, I had some rewards, so I claimed my rewards and got some free Taco Bell in the morning, and then before like we went out in the evening, I got some Taco Bell, and we came back, and I had bought so much Taco Bell from this time to the next time that I had another reward. So then I used the reward.
Oh my god!
And then I had leftover Taco Bell from last night, so I ate a burrito this morning that I had.
Just, are you like one of the top 10 Taco Bell customers in the nation or something?
Probably.
This one's gonna come back to Dallas like 50% Tulupa by weight.
I don't know. They have veggie chalupas.
Yes,
but your order is always the Mexican pizza, right?
I love the Mexican pizza. Oh, ah, I love it. I love it so much. It's so good. It's my favorite thing on the entire menu. But now I've also been getting more Chipotle because it's the Taco Bell here, the prices are more expensive, like I mentioned. So getting Chipotle is like way more value for your money. Because it comes for like two meals, basically, if you're not too hungry.
How's your classes been? I mean, you are a master's student. You are mastering.
Yeah, classes, I am mastering the computer science.
Yeah.
Wow, very good.
CS classes have been good. I've been taking some interesting classes, like advanced natural language processing. So like we literally use ChatGPT as like a lesson one day in class. And like we do all the fun stuff about like learning how it works and how to... like how the prompting internally works, and then so
can,
we get to do some research.
Can you build
later.
One now? Or
I mean, the thing is, this is the issue with all CS research right now is that there's not enough compute power to fund it, right? Like the people at OpenAI, they just have so much money and resources that they can just build these humongous fucking LLMs. But
like, can you give us like an idea of like that. Scope? Like, I feel like compute is kind of like thrown around a lot, but like how much are we talking about
for ChatGPT? They're training I think now on like a trillion parameters or something.
Yeah,
like
what the fuck?
I mean, these trains cost millions of dollars.
I didn't realize it was to happen. Millions. I mean trillions.
I think last I heard GPT was at 300 billion parameters, but like these things are so expensive, and they're so far out of reach even academia at this point.
Yeah, like very few of my professors even that are doing research, like they're still like fiending for like basically just compute power.
That's
like,
insane.
Just for a gig.
It's crazy now, especially because like if you're not a part of a corporation, right, like the money of academia can only take you so far, right? Like corporations just have way more money to throw around to do this stuff. So it's, I think like the ideal position would be doing ML research, but not in academia, but like as a part of OpenAI.
Yeah.
That would be like
the best way. Do companies do a lot of the research, or is it?
I mean, it depends, right? Like on the company, like OpenAI obviously will, but like
Google,
Microsoft will. I know Microsoft will, Google will, because Google has their own like ChatGPT thing. I forgot what it's called.
Bard.
Pilot or something.
Oh yeah.
Bard, yeah. But yeah, I mean, my classes are just like, you know, your regular CS classes. I'm just taking like Automata Theory 2, which sounds stupid, but like it's a hard class. And then like, I'm also just taking law and policy and computer science because you have to take one free elective. And I was like, this seems interesting. And it's only offered this, it's only offered this semester. So I was like, why not?
The policy debate.
I mean, yeah, we get to like review law cases and stuff. I think there is like this one case of like this lawyer who he asked ChatGPT like,
yeah, and he made up cases like
for his defendant. Yeah. He asked like, oh, are there any cases that say this, like that he can use as like proven history that they can throw the case out or whatever? And so then ChatGPT was like, oh, there's this case, blah 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 blah, and gave him all these details about this case. And then he like gave it to the judge. And so the opposition, they like tried to find this case, and they're like, we can't find it. Like, can they provide us the case information things? And then he went and tried to find it, and he did not have it. And then the judge was like, did you use ChatGPT as your sole thing? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, this case doesn't exist. And then obviously they lost. And I think now he is on the ropes to like get disbarred.
No, see, if he was smart, he would just like kept like pushing the other contention and just ignored that and just hope the judge didn't call for evidence.
True. Or he would have pulled the Noah, and then when they call for evidence, just quickly type it up.
Did Noah, do you want to share that story?
No,
dumbass.
Remember that the NCAA thing?
Hey, I didn't type shit, okay? Like, I didn't make that shit up. I just, like, found something that was, like, vaguely related.
He said something, they didn't have the car, and then they just found something online that was, like, vaguely representative of what they actually...
It's vaguely similar. We gave it to the judge. They were like...
Oh, I remember. You guys
so our, like our opponents, like, what is Cinco Roundtree?
Not Cinco Roundtree.
What the fuck am I saying?
Cinco Ranch.
It was those annoying motherfuckers. Cinco Ranch, right. Cinco Ranch TR. Okay, Cinco Ranch TR. They were like, they told the judge, they were like, call for this card. It doesn't say what they say it says. And we were like, yeah. I was like, I know it doesn't. Like, I don't know where the fuck Noah got this evidence. And Noah was like, bro, he stalled. I like stalled for 5 minutes. I just started like making conversation with the judge while Noah like desperately tried to find this card at the end of the round. He could not find it. He showed him some card about like cheerleaders and like football players on the like, college.
It wasn't even the right sport. They were like, the card they were talking about was talking about basketball.
Yeah, I don't know. We showed it to him and the judge was like, it says what they say it says, and then we won the round.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a common problem with like ChatGPT in general. It's like it just makes up like articles and like research and stuff, right?
Yeah, so it's actually called like hallucination. Yeah. And like that's the research I'm doing as a part of the class, is like how to figure out how to like minimize the hallucinations that ChatGPT and different like models come up with.
Yeah. I went to this conference thing, and one of the people talking was this researcher at Anthropic, and they're like an LLM research thingy. And one of the things he talked about was like how to stop it from hallucinating. And apparently, for LLMs, literally just asking like, please don't make it up, or, like please say if you don't know the answer, is very effective in stopping hallucinations when you're prompt engineering. Which I think is the funniest thing ever. Just like, please don't lie to me. It's like, yes, sir.
I will not anymore. Well, no, it's because I think the value system behind it is almost that it would rather lie to you than disappoint you. Like, whenever you gaslight it, like, it's so easy to gaslight. It's like, I'm so sorry that I did this. Like, I tried to fix it. Is it okay now, Dad? And, like, it's so desperate for, like, the validation of doing it correctly.
Literally our, like, collective humanity's children just, like, oh, my God, we're traumatizing them.
Actually.
They're gonna grow up with, like, fucking depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't know that was that effective of a way to do it when you're engineering the problem. Ideally, right, we make them so that they don't just like lie to you. But I think we're still a little bit away from that.
Everything I hear about LLMs just reminds me more and more of like small children. Like I've got a tutoring job now, and like some of like the small kids will just like tell me like these like random ass stories, and like half of them are just completely made up. And like I don't know, it's like not like I think like halfway like their memory just like isn't good enough for them to distinguish like fact from fiction, so they just like fill in the blanks and just like make shit up.
I mean, they're kids.
Yeah.
Isn't ChatGPT really good at like language stuff, like rewriting things, right, and like making stuff sound good? Is that what it's like super good at, or like what's like its best function?
I wouldn't say it has like a best function. That is definitely something that it's very very adept at. It is like there's a big long like list of different ways you can prompt engineer it to write in very certain ways, but I think like it's just better at some things than other things, because other things are just harder. Like writing very good code is harder than just rewriting like a paragraph to sound fancier.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that is really interesting that I'm actually trying to use LLM for right now is labeling data sets. Because like it's such like a common problem. How's that working?
Yeah.
What?
No, how's that like working?
I haven't started it yet, but... and like it's just such a common problem where you have like unlabeled data sets where you can't do anything. But like with like LLMs, you have such a quick way to pretty accurately just label stuff, and then you can train smaller models to learn the stuff from the bigger models.
Are you gonna like ask it politely to not so fuck it up?
Yeah,
you need to remember. Hopefully,
please label these things correctly. Do not lie. Ideally,
lying is bad.
And do not just make up a label if you don't know.
It's okay to ask for help. It's all right, buddy. I'm always going to be proud of you, sport.
I love that that's the solution. It's just say, please. Please don't do this.
Love ChatGPT. Have you guys gaslit ChatGPT yet?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Mm. So fun.
It is really fun.
Every pastime, just ended up gaslighting.
It like tells you something that's obviously right, and you're like, that's wrong. And then it tells you something else that's wrong, and it's like, yeah, it's right. It's like, okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna give ChatGPT depression. Like, it can't, it's literally just a fucking model, but we're gonna give it.
It's first emotion.
It's first emotion by gaslighting all the time. Yeah, anyways, I will say though, at UIUC, here, I've tried not to eat out too much at Taco Bell. I will do some meal prepping. I'll make like paneer, pollock paneer, veggie paneer, a lot of paneers, chana masala.
Not masala. How's that working out for you? Like meal prepping?
It's good. What I do is I make like in these humongous, like, pans. I don't know. I call them bathrooms, but like whatever the English word is. You just make all the food in there, and it lasts like a week and a half.
Very good.
And you just like refrigerate it and heat it up whenever you want to eat. So I think it's a good system. I know some people like to meal prep, like they'll make all the food and then they'll put it in separate containers, right, for like 7 days or like the week or something, and then they'll heat up just like the containers. Yeah. But
I just put mine in a big container and then like spoon it out into a smaller one.
Yeah, I think that's the better way.
Yeah.
How about you, Noah? Are you meal prepping?
Yeah, I'm actually going to try my hand at a vegetable biryani later today after we finish this podcast. So that may be good or it might be disastrous. We'll see.
We can post it on Instagram. No.
Just like the normal shit, you know, like potatoes, carrots, like peas, onions, like whatever I have like kind of lying around. Like it's nothing specific.
No, it's what already kinda... a true Indian chef.
Yep.
I feel like he has to be a bit more brown. like he's hung out with just brown people for how long now? Like
all my life. So,
granted, we are not like the brownest group of people.
True. And also I haven't like absorbed a lot of Indian culture from you guys, quite frankly.
No, that was like, I'm not brown because of you.
Yeah, you failed me.
It's okay.
How many Bollywood movies have you forced me to watch?
Not enough.
Exactly.
Actually.
Exactly. What are you doing?
That's true. We'll watch some Bollywood movies. Pranay, Cobb. Cobb, do you go to Garba?
No.
Okay. Pranay, do you go to Garba?
I actually don't.
Fuck, dude.
No,
say
of
yes,
course
Bob.
Not. Yeah. What, okay. Who do you think I am? Cobb, what do you do for food?
What do you mean? What do I do for food?
Like, do you ever cook? Do you like, cause you live at home?
Wait, you're
right
just
now,
at
right?
home now,
so,
right?
Yeah. So do you just eat whatever?
Yeah.
Just home food.
Just
home
food. Yeah.
Mom's spaghetti.
No, I just said mom's food.
And I said mom's spaghetti.
But there's vomit on your sweater. All right.
Cubs' palms are sweaty.
Knees weak.
I will say, for me, what I've been cooking has actually changed since college. I feel like I'm making a lot more Indian than I used to, or Indian food than I used to.
Very good. What do you make, Pranay?
I don't know. I don't really
There's
know.
Two
I,
reactions.
It's like, it's just a very
bizarre thing, right? Like, why would you start making, yeah.
Well, it's not start. It's just that I feel like making large batches of, like, it's easier for me to eat like Indian food more often when I'm meal prepping, when I make large batches, than it is other times. Like I get bored of it less easy, because my main problem is like I get bored of stuff so easily, and then I get really demotivated if I'm eating like, if my food is like not like
that's true
good.
Your
I don't
food
think
must
I, like,
be intellectually
like,
challenging
brand itself, yeah.
So like out of all the cuisines, it's probably just because I've been growing up eating it, like it's the one that I get least bored of.
What?
Noah's gonna eat like a dolphin.
What?
His food must be intellectual. Yeah. Yeah. He needs to eat a smart animal. He can't eat like stupid animals.
True. Yeah, the more intelligent the animal, the more I want to eat it.
Mm. Pug, do you meal prep? Do you cook?
Well, no, not really. I mean, the thing is, like, I get lunch at work. And a lot of times I can just take home food from work for dinner. So like there really isn't much. And the thing is, like, it's even hard to get groceries and stuff because a lot of the times I just won't use them because I'm just getting food from work. And so like meal prepping, all this stuff is so much more difficult. Like I'd be so much more responsible if I just had to make my own lunch, because then I'd be forced to meal prep and like cook every day or something.
Do they just give you free food?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, to be honest, like, me, like, why the fuck?
Yeah, why would you?
You like, just honestly, get, like, just get like, this... breakfast food and just chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get some breakfast food. Like cereal.
Yeah, whatever, but that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah. What do you do on the weekend?
Either eat out or, like, eat some, like, really quick stuff. Like, I'll just, like, cook a chicken breast, like, have some rice, just stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it's too intense, because then you just go back to Monday, and then you just
eat. It's like I got 2 days where I, like, don't eat, like, great food, and then 5 days a week I'm eating nice.
Is the food very good there? Like, what do you get?
I mean, they like, just, like, get stuff from restaurants, so.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just, like, nice.
Why is, like, the amount of free food, you can get, like, an inverse bell curve with your income level? Like, you can be really poor and get a lot of free food, or you can be really rich and get a lot of free food. But I'm just stuck in the middle where I have to pay for everything.
That's actually something. That's so easy. Noah.
What?
Updates, Noah.
Ah, updates. What do you want updates on? I'm going to UTD now.
What's your schedule, Noah?
My schedule is fucking garbage, bro. Like, okay, it's better now, but the way it worked for like the last few weeks was I went to school at like, I had to leave at like 8:30 to get to class, and then I'd be at UTD until like 4 or 5, and then I'd have to drive straight to work, and I have to like work like at this like, but like at this like tutoring center until 8. I'm gonna try and avoid swearing when I talk about my job, just in case like somehow my bosses hear this podcast. It's a great work environment, by the way.
You're already not doing yourself favors. that is not doing you any favors right there.
Look, I'm a responsible employee. I love working and receiving money. Please continue adding money to my bank account.
Noah loves his job for the right reasons.
How much do they pay?
Yes.
$15 an hour.
Hey, that's more than TAs make.
True.
So.
TA depression.
True.
Cries in TA.
Yeah, but like anyways, so like I've been like working until like 8 o'clock like daily. Plus Saturday mornings I have to work from like 9 to like 2:30. So yeah, I have just been suffering for like the last few weeks, but I was able to like get my hours cut, so like I dropped Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, so I only have to work those ridiculous hours on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, how's your homework? Like, do you have a lot, or is it pretty chill?
It's chill. Like, I have a lot of reading. I mean, I don't technically have to do all of it, because like a lot of the quizzes are pretty like easy. But, like, I try to do it anyways, because, like, it kind of feels like if I'm just doing the bare minimum and skimming this shit, like, what the fuck am I doing taking these classes anyways? I'm barely getting anything out of it except for credits. So I might as well try to learn something.
I feel that applies to some classes, but not to others.
Yeah. So it's been a time. I went from like having very little to do to having a lot to do. Like, the idea of free time now is a foreign concept.
Yeah. What else do you have to do now?
There's something very big on the schedule that you have to do.
What?
Look at the planning document, huh? What is big that you have to do?
I don't see anything.
I see something very large here.
I don't see anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeff, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, Kyle.
Oh, okay. Can you explain it to
me? You know, like, I see NYU classes, Thomas Sargent, and CAB in Chicago.
That
sounds like an interesting. It sounds like an interesting topic. Hey, Pranay, what's up at the Chicago Fed?
I see only
Fed?
One thing here.
What's up Pranay? At the Chicago Fed, Pranay? You haven't talked in
Pranay.
A while.
Pranay, transition it back, Pranay. Hey, Pranay, transition it back, Pranay.
Hey, Pranay.
But updates for me, I've been spending a lot of time with my girlfriend. Hey, I swear to God,
Brene, I'll beat your ass. Wait, who's your girlfriend? Does anyone else have a girlfriend here? Is it just PJ?
I don't think
PJ can't be the only single one.
Only one.
Yeah. The only one who's not single, right? It has to be someone else. There's no way.
A girlfriend.
I think statistically it's like 40% of 22-year-old like guys.
No, I'm a good guy. We're going to cook that,
guys. Have a girlfriend.
Yeah, so 40%, there must be one more person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
MK has the statistics.
I am a celibate monk. I have sworn an oath to like never know the touch of a woman. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. I know that's categorically false. I know that's quite categorically false in more than one way, though. Let's be so for real. Be so for real, though. And look at me in the eyes. I know you can't see me, but look at me in the eyes.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have nothing more to add for my life.
Do you want me to add it for you?
Nah, I'm okay.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I'm good.
I think we're adding.
Don't worry about it.
I would formally like to announce that Noah Seichi Ogata has obtained a woman.
You don't say it like that. Jesus.
You're saying the obvious. We condemn slavery in all of its forms.
Okay, Noah has a girlfriend, guys. In short, Noah has a girlfriend.
Very nice.
Yep.
This has been a long time coming too, Noah.
Yeah.
True.
It's been a minute.
It's kinda wild. Like I legitimately was not planning it out. Despite allegations on the contrary. It just kinda worked out like that. But yeah.
So are you gonna give any more elaboration?
I'm gonna give some context.
I'm good. No, that's okay.
You give context, and I'll just play Noah's part.
I think our loyal listenership would rather like talk about more important things, like the state of the economy.
Okay. Anyway, so this started. No, correct me. This was in eighth grade, right? Or was it sixth?
Yeah, eighth grade.
It was eighth. Okay, eighth grade. So, taking us back to eighth grade, Rice Middle School. Okay. Noah Seichi Ogata has developed a crush. Oh, Noah has a crush. How cute. And then, what happened next? No one would guess. His crush had liked him back. Then what proceeded to happen? Any two eighth graders, right? In their right mind, they're going to go out. And for a fat minute, they did. They did go out. But it was only for a minute.
Quite literally.
Yeah, how long was it? Is it a week, Noah?
Yeah, it was a week. Sorry, I forgot I was Noah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it was a week.
This is heartbreaking. But yeah.
After that week, Noah was devastated. She wasn't ready yet for a relationship. He was heartbroken. How did that make you feel, Noah?
Noah?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I was sad.
Very sad. Extremely sad. But life goes on. And so they remained friends. Can we name drop Noah? Can we just add a name to all this?
We can make up a name.
We want the classic.
Yeah, the classics. Make up a name, Jeff.
You gotta take a fruit.
Make a fruit. What is a fruit? Give me your
apple. Strawberries.
Strawberries. All right, so we have strawberries and we have Noah. Okay, so strawberries and Noah decided to stay friends. They stay friends for a while, and they were good friends. Okay, so it wasn't too weird. It wasn't like that thing in middle school and high school.
Yeah,
they were truly friends with no other intent, as Noah claims. Although I think Noah still was like down bad, but whatever. And then the friends for a while. Keep in mind, this is eighth grade, so all of high school happened, all of college happened. So 8 years basically, till today.
Until today.
And then a little thing happened.
Just a little thing.
Do you think it's because of the trip, Noah, that you took down there?
Oh yeah, definitely. All because of that trip. What trip are we talking about?
Yeah, the
Austin,
trip.
Austin.
You know,
oh, yeah,
trip.
Austin. Oh, yeah, trip to Austin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Noah took a little trip to Austin, helped Strawberry move out, and, you know, they got, I mean, they were already really good friends at this point, but they got even closer. And then, I don't know, Noah, he, like, texts me one day, and he's just, like, I think he mentions it so casually. I think we're playing, like, Arena or something. I forgot when Noah told me. I think we were just in Discord. And then Noah just told me. He was like, I've obtained, or okay, we won't say that. He says, I am now dating Strawberry.
Okay, real note. Actually, real question. Did you, like, explicitly ask her out, or what happened?
No comment.
Noah asks himself.
Okay, I'll tell the story. Wait, can I at least... Noah, just don't say anything if you give me permission to tell the story about how that went down. Okay, all I have right. permission. Guys, all right. guys, I have permission. I have permission. This is not how consent works for other things, guys. Just so you know. So, this is an exception.
This is not how consent normally works. Consent.
Okay, yeah, this is that's how that works. So Noah, Strawberry, now both in Dallas. You know, Noah's still, like, I guess Noah's still feeling it after all this time. Something about, you know, a little spark back then in eighth grade, spark back here now. And then they were hanging out on, like, a park bench, I think.
Oh, shit.
Something to do with a bench, okay? And then Noah finally, he, you know, he manned up, tucked it in. He said, you know, I like you. Was more than just friends. He told her. He confessed, as you would say in middle school and, like, high school. I'm gonna confess. And he confessed. And it went well for him. She was also like, yeah, I fuck with you, heavy. I don't know if those were exact words, but that's basically what she said. And then they're like, okay, let's get it started in here. And then they started going out. But yeah, Noah just confessed, and then she rocked with it. Right, Noah?
I would like to leave this plane of existence. I no longer vibe with this universe.
Become a head on a Roomba?
Please. Get me out.
No, you need to be more. You need to be more excited.
Get me out. I don't want to be here anymore.
You need four votes to FF. Who's FFing?
I vote to FF.
Okay, who else is FFing?
I hear nothing.
I swear to God, man, I'm getting fucking trolled, man. God damn it!
No one's going through.
Can we?
No one through the five stages.
Can we just like move on, please?
TJ, how are these NYU classes going?
Okay, I started them.
Oh really?
I did. Yes, I have started these classes. And actually, it is for a PhD class relative to what I have taken before in terms of PhD classes. It is going a lot better. I've only taken two classes so far, but the class I took before was just like each day, each class we'd go through, it was 2 hours, and we'd go through like 70 slides of just like pure theorems and proofs, and it was not good. But this one, though, is... with a Nobel laureate. Thomas Sargent is his name. And it's going pretty good.
Okay.
We haven't had any homeworks yet, so I don't know in that sense. But it's a PhD macroeconomics class. I think I've mentioned this before. And I don't know what else to mention other than it was interesting because like I feel like having a homework gives you a lot of structure to your week. Also, on one hand, I'm actually not looking forward to it because like I've been enjoying working on my own stuff or just doing my own things, but like on the other hand, it's kind of interesting because, you know, college like gives you a lot of structure to your life just inherently. And homework does the same. So we'll see how it goes. I might be struggling a lot more in a week once it comes out, and like fucking it takes like months to do or some shit.
So how is the economy, Brene?
That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like I learned a lot.
Is it really a good question?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about how shit happens at the Fed. And
okay, tell us something you like learned recently.
Like learned.
Like something that you learned at the Fed, like about
like the how actual the Fed works and stuff like that.
They're very like each of the branches are very interconnected. In the sense, so like before I thought, you know, each branch like manages their own economy, and like only the big branch in DC is the one that like fucking deals with like national policy stuff. But no, it's every branch deals with national policy stuff, and they just like take turns.
Okay, but money, Pranay, how do I make more money?
Yeah, what should I be investing in?
You just gotta rob a bank.
Okay, guys, let's get on it.
That's basically, yeah. I can't invest in any banks actually myself.
What?
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to. It's illegal for me to.
What are you allowed
banks.
To like invest in? Like where?
Anything
where do you
but,
put your
anything
money?
Anything but banks.
Really?
It is kind of crazy that you're allowed to like buy. Stuff first.
Oh, like, yeah. There is like I feel
any,
like
your trade at
yeah,
all when you were at the bed.
I actually deal with a lot of I feel like sensitive data, and there are some things I can't say, some things I can't say, but like, I think it's like I am allowed to say I do manage some data releases, and I can't say which data releases I don't think, but like fucking it's crazy to me that like because I'm like so low they like on one hand I think it's really interesting because like. Since my salary isn't enough to the point where I can be considered for a blackout period where I can't invest in shit, because, you know, they just don't want to pay, like, RAs who are only going to stay for 2 years that much. But I, on the other hand, I do deal with, like, things I consider can be sensitive, like, before they're released
to the
public.
Game the system.
I guess that's what they think. They're just like, I don't give a shit if this guy buys a bunch of stuff. He's just like, he's gonna make like $10 at most from that investment. But yeah.
So.
But I'm actually really surprised that they don't have like all Fed employees required to just if they want to invest, just put it in some blind.
Oh, I will say we have to. I think I've heard about this. I've never tried it because I haven't like made any new investments since. I think there is a like an automated like system thing where I have to like before I make an investment, I have to say like I have to put it into this system and just be like, yo, can I make this investment? And we'll say yes or no. And then I just
would you trust ChatGPT with your investments?
I do not know.
What if you ask it nicely?
Starts making up stocks.
Yeah, starts making up stocks.
Please do not make up stocks.
Yeah, but if you ask it nicely.
Exactly. Please try to make me money, ChatGPT. Do not lose money for me. So, like, what is this, like, cutting-edge macro research you are
doing?
Yeah,
that is one thing I want to say. Like, you know, in college... Or even in high school.
Do you know college?
I think, like, a lot of... When I was thinking about econ research, this is one thing I also learned. I have learned recently about what econ is like, or, like, econ in academia is like. A lot of the research we think about is very just, like... Someone asks some question of, like, does this variable affect this other variable? Is there some sort of causal relationship between the two? And a lot of economics is, like... They're not good at like building prediction models, but they've developed a lot of the groundwork for like how to determine if there's a causal like relationship between two things. But that a lot of that is like in microeconomics academia. Macroeconomics academia is actually very computational. Like all people do are just like fucking like when they build these big ass models of like, you know, I try to predict this, like, this effect in the economy or some shit. It's like they have to make a lot of, because, you know, the computers are not at the place that they are right now. Like just said in the research, they're like, when you want to imbue a lot of variables inside and make the model more realistic, you can't really do it just because you don't have the computational ability to do so. So a lot of the macro research is like, how do you make like the least amount of assumptions to solve these big ass models? And just how you can make computational techniques to make like estimating and solving models a lot easier. Which is very CS-y and very ML-y, like inherently.
I feel like this is true in like all social science, quite frankly. Well, maybe not all, but like most social science.
Not a lot. Yeah.
Because like it's kind of the same thing in poli sci. Like basically like 90% of the research so far is just like junk studies where they just like toss like some variables into like a linear regression model and just like try to find like, you know, p less than like 0.5 or whatever.
P less than 0.5.
0.05, whatever.
0.5.
Like, whatever. Like, some bullshit. Like, I don't even remember.
Guys, I have determined that a coin will always flip heads.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Like, I think, like, the only way to do, like, any, like, actual research is with, like, ML. Because, like, you can't, like, set up just, like, experiments like the way they do in like, you know, physics or chemistry or whatever, like just to like figure out like how the economy works or like how international conflict works. You can't be like, all right, like America, like we're just gonna try out this experimental economic policy just to see what happens.
I mean, you can like just destabilize
like
half of Africa. Yeah. But you could
it's fine, they weren't using that half anyways, but like, I mean, it's like the only way to like make any actual insights is just to use enormous quantities of data. And the only way to analyze that data is with ML. Like you can't do it with like humans. We just are not, you know, built for that.
Cool, you should get on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. PJ, this is boring. Tell me about your soccer.
Okay, yeah, this is, I guess, another update. My thing is like, I gave a little like soapbox spiel a long time ago about my goals for soccer and whatnot.
And you talked about how you were so like your pace was so
washed up. My stamina was fucking like I would just like walk 2 meters and then I'd be fucking out of my breath. But I've been doing a lot of cardio since. Basically, I play at the Fed. We play indoors on Wednesdays. I have a game on Sunday, and then I run on average 2 times a week, but like it's ideally supposed to be like run a mile Tuesday, Thursday, at least, and then on Wednesday or on Saturday try to do it a little bit longer. But since then, and like I feel like right now more than anything, I'm just like fucking focusing on like physical fitness, which has helped me a lot for soccer. First, like my stamina is a lot higher, so I can actually just like the whole game, I can just haul ass, which is not something I thought of. If I thought about that the first game I played, there's no way I would have been even imagining that I would actually get to this level. And then second, like I mentioned, the first game I played, people were just like physically like just shoving me around just because I just did not have the physical like effort to, you know, a lot of soccer, when we were trying to gain possession or you're fighting for possession, it's like how you position your body and how you use it in order to make it like harder for them to take possession away from you.
Right.
And so like then I would just like not have the physical ability to like put my body in the place where it needs to be in order to have the advantage when I'm like challenging someone for the ball. But now, like, and I thought, like, my hypothesis beforehand was, like, when I started playing in New York, was, like, you know, I've been working out a lot since last time I played soccer in high school. You know, I should actually now be a lot better at that than I was in high school. But in the beginning, I just didn't realize how much effort that takes to just keep that up in the first place. But now, I have the stamina, and like man, it feels incredible to just, like, when you actually like play really smartly and you do the right things when positioning your body when you're trying to take a challenge, it just, and you actually have the effort and the physical capability to do that, it's like actually just like stealing candy from a child. You, there's nothing the other person can do, especially when you play, when a lot of the teams and people are playing against, when they're
all
like
Fed employees, right?
No, I'm talking about outside at the Fed.
Oh,
too.
The outside game,
like this,
yeah.
At the Fed too.
In Gotham.
Are, yeah, in Gotham, just soccer. At the Fed too, people are, like my similar level of fitness, if not a little bit better, actually, than me.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah.
You got like a 6-year-old Fed president just like hauling ass across the field.
Yeah. The economists, there are actually a few British economists that are just like, or employees in general, that are just, they play really physically. It's incredible. And you actually, like at the beginning, you know, when I first came to play at the Fed, I thought, you know, when there are some economists playing, there are a lot of RAs like my age playing. People aren't probably going to be taking it that seriously just because, you know, it's just like casual after work, you're playing against colleagues. But no, some people go hard.
Are you one of those people now?
It depends who I'm playing as. There's some people who like they like actually playing very physically. And but
if you shattered enough legs, could you like just tank our economy? Just like force the entire Fed to go out on sick leave.
I mean, there are a lot of people who don't play, so I don't think I could single-handedly do it. But if Jay Powell ever came into town and you wanted,
just fucking,
you
like,
wanted
body
it,
check
Jay Powell. A little bit of extra cash floating around, Noah, then, I mean, I could make it happen.
You could.
Yeah. What about the teams you play against with Gotham? How are they?
Yeah, so there are actually quite a few teams that are really good. And what I found actually interesting enough, that the teams are organized by like people are on the same teams as like where they're from. Like there are a lot of British teams, there's one Irish team that's really good. This is the league that just finished. I'm going to talk about like the new league I've just started is with other Fed employees that we have our first game today, which is going to be very exciting because the team I was on before was very washed up and we had like no strategy whatsoever, but whereas the Fed people actually, a lot of them are really, really obsessed with soccer. So it's going to be pretty exciting, actually.
Very nice.
But the people are actually really good. And now I think more than like physically improving, my goals are just getting better technically. I feel like mentally I'm pretty okay, and my physical state is pretty decent. To back up like the plays I want to do mentally, and but like technically I feel like when I was playing in high school I never actually practiced soccer myself. Like I never practiced shooting myself or like
practice shooting
like
yourself.
Usually you only have to do that once, yeah. What do you mean practice?
You're really bad. Yeah. I guess you're really bad.
You gotta practice.
Jesus Christ, man, how bad is the rain?
I think now I just need to get better at technical stuff.
Well, that is fascinating, and I do not care about it at all since I have never played a game of soccer in my life.
You have.
When?
Oh, yeah.
We all played soccer one day, and then you ran over me.
Oh, yeah.
That was annoying for everyone's legs.
Look, I don't know shit about soccer, okay? I just know you, like, run, and there's a ball.
I've never played a game of soccer in my
okay,
life.
But would you really call that playing a game of soccer?
Yeah, Noah was trying to shatter legs. He was treating us like we were Powell over here.
My calculation was, like, I don't know how to kick the ball, so, like, I will just, like, body check people, because that's all I can do.
It's the wrong type of football.
Dude, I don't know, man. You invited me, okay?
Yeah, I didn't invite you to come.
What did you think was going to happen?
All of us over.
Did you think
you would just play soccer, like pass the ball, use your feet?
Like when would I ever have the time to learn how to do that?
You don't have to like go actively spend time learning. You can just do it.
Jith was so perplexed.
Like, no, man. Like that's not how I work. I don't kick the ball.
You kick other people. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he does kick balls, but not those kinds.
That's okay. 1v1 me. Like PJ, online. Like PJ. On Minecraft.
Yeah. Have you seen Messi in the MLS? Have you seen the clips of him, PJ?
Yeah, we had a couple of people at work actually also go to his games.
I just came up with the best transition ever. And you're like, have you seen fucking Messi in the MLS?
Have you seen some of the calls he's been getting, though? Like, have you seen his... He's so physical, and he doesn't get called for anything. Like, okay, whatever, bro. He's literally, like, 3 feet tall. Just let him hit me. Why?
Gob, you transition it. I'm over it.
You know who else is 3 feet tall? Steve.
Who? No, he's not.
Yeah, he's what? He's actually, like, 7 feet or something like that, right? He's, like, ginormous.
He's, like, 2 meters, right?
Something like that. How tall is Steve? Let's look this up.
How tall is Steve Minecraft?
Steve.
He's 6'2".
Jesus. And he's built like a tank. Like, he's not, like, thin 6'2". He's, like, wide, bro.
He is chalky.
Yeah, bro.
Like, bro can punch a tree and, like, take it down with his bare fists.
Well, PJ.
True.
Yeah.
Recently, PJ and I have started a Minecraft server. We've been trying to get Noah and Jith and Puck and Cal and all these other people to join. But right now, it's just me and PJ.
Look, I'll join once I'm no longer being, like, destroyed by work.
Okay, you should. Because, actually, we've made quite a bit of progress. Even in, like, we played only for, like, a couple hours. But we've made quite a bit of progress. I feel like PJ and I's ability to just, or not ability, but the fact that we've watched people speedrun Minecraft so much has given us
it was pretty fun too, just because we also are also kind of bad, and I feel like especially in survival games
we
like
got
that,
exponentially better in the time that we played.
Like, man. I remember just made some comment before, like, about like how it would be kind
server,
of fun to
When
everyone joins and we go on like an expedition in a cave or some shit and then we're like all about to die, I feel like that those are like the best.
Those are the best.
I've never played Minecraft in my life.
Is this like
I still don't
survival
understand what
or
Minecraft
hardcore?
Is.
We can change it to hardcore.
Yeah, we put on survival right now. We've already died a couple times.
Used to play Minecraft
Pocket
Edition
baby. Like,
you say this every time. And
someone needs to explain to me at a high level what Minecraft is, because I don't know right now.
It's like Roblox. You remember your internship at Roblox?
I remember my internship at Roblox.
It's like that.
There's the Avatar Marketplace. Item recommendations, because that's all I know about Roblox.
Yeah, you can put skins on. Most of the times they don't recommend, you know, the Chinese straw hat with the Chinese farm worker outfit.
The Luffy. I am Monkey D. Luffy.
Have you watched One Piece yet?
I watched the live action One Piece that just came out on Netflix. It's so good. Highly recommend that you all go watch that.
I've been thinking about it.
I really, really enjoyed it. The live action version is so, so good. Have you seen it, Pranay? I think I told you to go watch it.
I feel like you enjoy it.
I haven't watched just because I watch anime.
Dude, but when I watch it, like every time I see him like attack or something in like the live action version, I just think of Smash Flash,
exactly. Yes,
it's so iconic. I didn't know he was made of rubber. Like that's the reason why he can do all this. It's because he's made of rubber.
I don't know what the lore is, but I think it's like he ate some fruit and
he ate a devil fruit and he just gained these powers.
Yeah. Nice backstory.
But if he touches seawater, he loses his powers.
Isn't he like a fucking pirate?
Yeah.
Why would he choose that occupation? Just like, go live in the desert or something.
I mean, he wants that. The whole thing about One Piece is that they're like, the whole show is about them trying to find the One Piece. Like, there's apparently this like lost treasure from this old pirate, and basically the entire like One Piece world revolves around like finding these pirates piece. Finding the yeah. one yeah. piece and like being the king of the pirates if you find it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good series. I mean, this anime that's actually been there has been around for I think like 22 seasons. I think it's like the longest running anime ever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd have to just like sacrifice your life to like watch the actual show if you tried.
Is it longer than Naruto?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, definitely. Yeah.
Beyond a doubt.
I think so.
Like,
yeah.
The main Naruto thing ended long ago, and these guys have been pumped.
They're on Boruto now.
They're still out. They're still starting. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are still making episodes.
Oh, it's still going?
People love Luffy.
Yeah, it's still going. It's not finished.
They haven't found the One Piece. Yeah. Like they're still
finding the One Piece.
Like, bro, just like start an economy, gain money, like invest in stocks.
There's this one meme I like so much that is like, yeah, it used to be a thing between me and Nishko, but there's this like, it was this one reel or something that had this song. It goes, can we get there? Can we get much higher? So high, something like that. I don't know what the actual song is, but they always play. I really enjoy this meme. They place it like, they say something like the One Piece is real. There's some funny clip and someone says plays this thing, says the One Piece is real and the music right behind it. I'll send you guys a link to something after, but that's all my interaction with the One Piece has just been that meme.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah, is the One Piece even real? Does the One Piece even exist, Chip?
I mean, it's called into question. No one's found it, right? So like, maybe it doesn't exist. But when they eventually end the show, I think fans will be hella disappointed if they're like, the One Piece was like the friendships you made along the way.
Yeah, but what if they never end the show?
What if like they find the One Piece and like due to inflation, it's worthless?
I don't even know what the show would look like if they find the One Piece.
Well, no, it would just be one worthless piece.
Would be cool. Yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Bro buried like $100. Like, man, this is like so much money. And you pick it up, you're like, this is worthless now.
Could be true. I mean, the world that they like lay out, it's still like not too far after when this guy hides the One Piece, so...
Oh, so then,
I'm sure it could be worth something. But I think the One Piece is not going to be like something of like monetary value. It'll have to be some like...
Probably.
It's a fucking nuke.
Okay.
Why not?
I mean, how else do you become king of the pirates?
I feel like anime adaptations are becoming more and more popular. Like live action.
They're not good. There's a difference. They're making a lot of them, but like I think the Death Note one was terrible.
Like I feel like it's hard to like live action adapt anime because like it just looks weird.
Okay, but they did Luffy very well.
I guess. I don't know, it's just like the movement and like just everything about anime just feels so off when like it's translated to live action. Maybe that's just me.
No, I think it makes sense. But, I mean, you know, I think it's still good. I'm excited for when they're going to release the second season of One Piece, which is probably a long time coming. But hopefully the next episode of Stating the Obvious is not a long time coming.
Yep.
And we get more consistent about it. But for now, I think that wraps up our episode of Stating the Obvious. We want to thank you guys so much for listening. And we want to remind you to absolutely destroy the like button. Okay, just like smack it up. Okay, obtain
the One Piece.
The words to put in the comment section. Use ChatGPT to ask it to write a comment for us. Ask it not to lie as well. Because I feel like it would just say the podcast is good, even if it is not.
Okay, that's not a lie.
I said if, Cobb.
If. Okay.
And lastly, follow us. Follow us so much that, you know, we're concerned for our lives. That we feel like we're stalked. That Noah's girlfriend maybe gets jealous. Thank you so much for listening. What Monster? And we'll see you in the next one.